The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 29, Text Number 3, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on December 12th, 2006, in Mumbai, India.
So, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 29, Text Number 3.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Virago yena purusho Bhagavan sabato bhavet Achakshva jiva lokasya Divida mama samsriti.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Devahuti continued, "My dear Lord, please also describe in detail, both for me and for people in general, the continual process of birth and death. For by hearing of such calamities, we may become detached from the activities of this material world." Purport. In this verse, the word samsriti is very important. Shreya shruti means the prosperous path of advancement towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And samsriti means the continued journey on the path of birth and death toward the darkest region of material existence. People who have no knowledge of the material world, God, and their actual intimate relationship with Him are actually going to the darkest region of material existence in the name of progress, in the material advancement of civilization. To enter the darkest region of material existence means to enter into a species of life other than the human species. Ignorant men not know that after this life they are completely under the grip of material nature and will be offered a life which may not be very congenial. How a living entity gets different kinds of bodies will be explained in the next chapter. This continual change of bodies in birth and death is called samsara. Devahuti requests her glorious son, Kapila Muni, to explain about this continued journey, to impress upon the conditioned souls that they are undergoing a path of degradation by not understanding the path of bhakti, yoga, devotional service. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svai Rupakadam Hayam Dadati Svapadam Titam. So, it is a very sad situation actually. They are not inclined to hear about this Krishna consciousness. They don't realize actually what is their position. How they will be dragged down to lower species, as animal or as plant, even as germ, they may be dragged down. So, Devahuti, she is very, very kind. For the sake of the people in general, she is inquiring from her beloved son, Supreme Personality of Godhead. These words of the Supreme, they liberate us from this entanglement in the cycle of repeated birth. Therefore, we must hear these words. We must hear. In material life, we are not so much inclined to hear these words. If someone is glorifying me, then I'm very eager to hear. But if someone is glorifying God, then we are not so eager to hear. We come up with some Mayavadi philosophy. All right, I am God. So you can glorify God, that's all right. But the personless conception that God is a person, the Supreme Person, and we are His eternal servants, the people in general have a very hard time relating to this concept. That's a fact. But actually, once we understand the reality, and we accept the reality, there's nothing more wonderful, there's nothing more ecstatic, there's nothing more enlivening than this truth. Simply to hear about it is a thrill at every minute for one who is properly situated. Not only is it a thrill, but it is ever increasing thrill at every second if we are properly situated beyond the modes of nature. But the difficulty is we are still being dragged down by the modes. When we give classes, we often can see. Or when I'm sitting in class also, we experience the other side. Sometimes it's hard for us. We're tired. We're sitting there, you know, dozing off. We're not tasting the nectar. Krishna Katha. Thinking, well, when this will be over, prasadam, and like that. But if we can beat the rascal man with shoes in the morning and a broomstick at night, and come to the point of understanding that Krishna is manifesting in the form of Shabda Brahma. This is God Himself manifested. That supreme, all-attractive personality of Godhead is right here, right now, fully present. I can directly meet God right now. I simply have to come out of the mode. That's all. Directly I can meet Krishna. He has appeared in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He is manifest in this class right now. Krishna is fully manifest. But we're not seeing Him. We're simply seeing, well, 7 o'clock, 15 more minutes. So we have to connect with this transcendental subject matter. We have to become very serious and sober to connect with this transcendental knowledge. Because this will indeed save us from the danger of gliding down to a form which is not as congenial as the human form. Can you imagine how horrible it would be to take birth in a lower species? It's hard to conceive of it, but you know, that danger is there. Even great devotees sometimes have to undergo that. We have to be careful. Be very careful. And we just happen to have the wrong thought at the last moment of life, we can end up in a very uncongenial situation. Therefore, the mind requires constant training. These transcendental classes that Prabhupada taught us to have regularly, they are very good sessions for bringing the mind under control, to help us bring the mind under control. Srimad Bhagavatam means we get all good, the intelligence becomes fully empowered if we fully tune in to the teachings of Bhagavatam. Then the intelligence becomes fully empowered. And as Prabhupada explained, intelligence is next door neighbor of the soul. They're very close. It's like two fingers together. So when the intelligence is surcharged, spiritually surcharged, by proper understanding of Siddhanta, then we can bring that mind under control. It is not difficult. The mind is like a naughty child, running here, running there, running, 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 running. If our intelligence is fixed nicely by proper hearing, by proper chanting, then the mind can easily be brought under control. We are meant to observe, is my mind properly situated by me? Just imagine if we could take some sort of high-tech innovation and we could project your thoughts on a huge screen here in the temple room 24 hours a day so that everyone could see what you were thinking about it every minute. Would you have to hide in your room under the bed in embarrassment, or could you be here and not be ashamed of bad thoughts? We have to be very pure, that our thoughts are very pure. And if you can see what's going on in my mind, I will not be embarrassed for having bad thoughts in my head, my mind. So if we can bring that mind under control, everything begins with the mind, thinking, feeling, willing, acting. If the mind is always purely engaged in Krishna conscious thoughts, then my feelings which arise from my thoughts, they will also be Krishna conscious. And then if my feelings are Krishna conscious, then what I will to do, that will also be pure. And then what I actually do and what I speak, that will be pure. So to cultivate the proper mental state is very important for our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada pushed me to become pure. In one letter he said, "Now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face." That means complete purity. I was just some insignificant brahmachari and Prabhupada told me that. So It's not that had some special instruction for me. That's what Prabhupada wants all of us to do. He wants us to become qualified that we can see Krishna face to face. So what is that qualification? Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksudaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam sham sundaram chintya guna svarupam govinda mani purusham tamaham bhajami. We have to anoint our eyes with that very special ointment, premanjana. You will not find that premanjana at the chemist shop. That is a special benediction coming to us from the great saintly devotees. These great saintly devotees, they are the dispensers of this anjana. This anjana, actually it is applied through the ears. If we can open our ears up to hear the Shabda Brahma, there's nothing blocking it, no envy, no fault finding, no modes. If we can get all the modes out of the way and just let the Shabda Brahma come completely, fully, then that's how the premanjana comes. By submissively hearing the transcendental sound vibration coming, as Prabhupada one time said in Vrindavan, Guru Parampara Radio. It is a broadcast from Krishna transmitted to Brahmaji, transmitted to Naraji, to Vyasadeva in this way. From one transmitting tower to another, this radio broadcast has come, and now Prabhupada is inundating us with this Shabda. And on his order, we are inundating through the most potent form of this Shabda Brahma, these books. We are in, our mission is to inundate that everyone on this planet must have a full stock of Prabhupada's books in their house. This purifying Shabda Brahma will enable us to develop pure love for Krishna, Prema. To the extent that we will see Krishna. The verse says, see the Lord within. But Prabhupada also, in his one explanation, within and without, actually. Because is Krishna only within? No. Krishna is within and without. He is within every atom. He is between every atom. Everything exists within Krishna, and Krishna exists within everything. There is nowhere you can turn where Krishna is not there. He is everywhere. We simply have to develop the proper means of connecting with Krishna. Just like here in this temple room, there are so many radio broadcasts from Karmi radio stations just coming through here. We don't tune in to hear what they are, of course, but they're there. Through the ether. So many television shows traveling through the ether. The ether of Bombay is permeated with so many radio and TV broadcasts, so many mobile phone conversations. It's all going through. Thousands and thousands of them are coming through the ether right now, this second. There's thousands of conversations beaming through this room right now. Mobile phone conversations. We can't hear that particular radio broadcast. But if we have the instrument, the radio receptor, the radio, then we can hear. So we have radio set also in the heart. We have TV set in the heart that we can actually connect with Krishna directly. But it is broken right now. It is in a state of disrepair. Covered by Sattva-gun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So through the purificatory process of Krishna consciousness, these impurities can be gradually cleansed away. The receiving instrument, the consciousness, can become repaired so that one can directly experience God at every minute. So if we take this Krishna consciousness very, very seriously, then this can be done. That's what Prabhupada wants. Come qualified to see Krishna face to face. Prabhupada wants. So this Sankirtan Marathon, it is a very nice opportunity, because the more that you help others to be Krishna conscious, automatically your Krishna consciousness is there. This is the great benediction of the Sankirtan movement. This is the ecstasy of being in this material world. There are so many unlimited opportunities for pushing forward Krishna consciousness. To every day think, what can we do to push forward this movement? How can we get more books out there, more prasadam, make more devotees? This is such a wonderful meditation, because this enables us to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day and become more and more purified. The more we can absorb ourselves in the Sankirtan, the more we distribute the nectar, the more we taste the nectar. So we can ask now if there's any questions.
After many, many years, also Krishna consciousness, the devotee feels that he has not progressed fully in Krishna consciousness. What to speak of those people who have not tasted yet the one hint of Krishna consciousness? There are unlimited people who don't know what is the goal of life. Unlimited people. It's 100%. No, what is Krishna consciousness? A percentage in the whole world. And if you see the other part of the world, it's completely engrossed.
I can't quite hear everything because the acoustics are, the echoes are, but you're asking how we can save them, and it's that the answer is that according to our own purification, how much we are purified, that the more we ourselves become pure, the more we become empowered to deliver others. So while that's why we need to always remember how important it is to cultivate purity while we're busily engaged in the Sankirtan revolution. We have to keep the revolution going within also. Revolutionize your consciousness, revolutionize the world. We have to fight the battle on both fronts, within and without. Because that internal battle of Kurukshetra. The more we are successful there, we become more and more and more empowered. The proof is Prabhupada. Who is more pure than Srila Prabhupada? Who could have taken on more humility than Srila Prabhupada to stand in line at 20? Prabhupada, I was told by one devotee, he used to stand in line in his apartment to take a shower behind the boys. They wouldn't even say, "Well, Swamiji, you can go first to take your shower." He was so humble. He would collect the money, he would go do the shopping, he would come bring it back, he would cut the vegetables, he would cook the feast, he would offer it, he would serve it out, and then he would stay all alone to wash the dishes. Just see the purity of Srila Prabhupada. Because of that unparalleled purity of Srila Prabhupada, he had, by the grace of Krishna and his Guru Maharaj, unparalleled potency also for pushing forward this movement. So we want to... It sometimes seems inconceivable how we can do our duty to transform this world society. But it is possible. In fact, it is not only possible, it is guaranteed to happen because it is predicted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Satjanma, Durjanma, Pandu, Janta, Anta, Ganna. Prema Vanyaya, Dubaila, Jagatara Jana. It doesn't matter if you are Satjana, if you are a pious man. It doesn't matter if you are Durjana, if you are rogue, demon, gunda. You see? It doesn't matter if you are Pangu, lame. If you are Jada, invalid. If you are Anda, blind. Prema Vanyaya Dubaila. They will all be drowned in this Krishna consciousness tsunami. You see? Jagatarajana, whole universe. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is perfect knower of past, present, and future. And he has told us what is going to happen. It's not a question of can we save them or will we save them. It's simply a matter of when it will happen. How much will we see it manifest during our lifetime? It will happen. It's guaranteed. So to the extent that we are pure, to that extent we will see it happen in this lifetime. Simply have to purify our lifetime. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.